The Lord be with you. We push people away, but Jesus holds us close. We push people away, but Jesus holds us close. I'd like you to think of those words while I tell you a story that happened about 10 years ago. The events in this story have stayed with me through the years, and I've thought often back through them. At the time, my daughter Kendall was 9, and she was rehearsing for a production of Seussical Junior. She had 3 parts in this play, and just for fun, I have some pictures on the screen. Kendall was a raccoon, a fish, and a who in that production. Her rehearsals began around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They typically lasted for about 4 hours. This was the week leading up to opening day. I volunteered at all the rehearsals, and I worked in the quick change area. And if you're not familiar with that term, that's the area right off the side of the stage for the actors that have full costume changes between scenes. They have about 3 minutes or less to fully change their costume. So they come running off the stage. We help them get into a brand new costume with wigs and all that so they can run back on the stage in time for their next scene. I loved working in that room. I volunteered in that room for all the productions that my kids did. But it was fast-paced, as you can imagine. Tensions ran high in that room, and emotions ran high, and the closer we got to the opening night, it just became, you know, more tense. And at the end of all the rehearsals, I was always exhausted. I had a great time, but I was exhausted. So this particular day, before we left for work and for school, Kendall and I packed our snack and our dinner to eat that night during our breaks. I got off early from work, and I went and picked Kendall up from school, and then we headed out to rehearsal. And this was a large production with over 30 kids in it, held at Laxon Auditorium. And at this point in the week, I would say that it looked more like choreographed chaos, but it was coming along. And if you've never experienced a production, especially a youth production from behind the scene, I do highly recommend it because it is amazing to watch this choreographed chaos turn into the spectacular production on opening day. Anyway, that night, rehearsal went long. It went closer to 5 hours. And we didn't have any breaks, so we didn't get to eat. It made for a very long day for Kendall and I. We were both tired, we were hungry, and I would say we were just a little bit cranky. So on our way home, we decided to stop at Chipotle to pick up some food for dinner. As we got our food and came out the door, there was a man standing out there, and he asked me if I could give him any food. And I looked at him and I said, "I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on me." And he said, "No, I'm not asking for money. Do you have any food that you could give me?" And I remember that I looked back inside the restaurant, and there was a long line, even at that late at night. And I was tired, and I told him, I said, "I'm sorry, I just can't help." And I started to walk away. And Kendall asked, "You know, why? Mom, why can't we go back inside and buy this man something to eat?" And I told her that it was late, I was tired, we needed to get home. I had a whole list of excuses for her. Plus, I was also thinking of all the things I still had to do before I could go to bed that night. But even as the words were coming out of my mouth, I felt guilty. I felt guilty that I didn't help. I was tired, and I was just done for the day. But I was putting my tiredness above this man's hunger. Well, Kendall listened to my excuses, and then she said, "Mama, it just makes me sad to see that man hungry." And I looked at my sweet girl's face, and I thought I had failed her, and I let her down. But I still didn't do anything to help that man, and I continued across the parking lot. Well, as we got into the car, I could feel Kendall's stare coming at me from the back seat. And I was wondering what she was thinking about me at that moment. I know this wasn't the first time I'd said no to helping somebody when Kendall was with me. She's always quick to say yes to help somebody, where I'm usually quick to say no. And I just wondered if I could be the person that she could look up to and if she could count on to help other people that are in need. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus teaches us not to put ourselves above others. He tells us to take the lower position and not the place of honor. And in Hebrews chapter 13, we are told not to neglect strangers, but instead to show hospitality to them, because they may be angels in disguise. But on that night, I didn't do as Jesus teaches us. I didn't show hospitality to a stranger, and I put my own tiredness and discomfort over this man's hunger. And I'll tell you, I do struggle to help strangers, especially to those who may be suffering. Because I found that when I'm uncomfortable, it's just easier for me to do nothing and to push them away instead of looking for ways to help. I say that I can't, and I push people away. And that night, when I said no to helping this man, I was uncomfortable, and it was just easier for me to push him away in that moment. Now that I've shared with you that I struggle to help strangers in need, imagine how I felt as I started to read this passage from Hebrews. It made me uncomfortable, because I know that I struggle and with what we're being told to do, and that I often don't do that. I often don't help a stranger, especially a stranger in need. But as I continued reading, I was looking for some good news. I wanted something to make me feel better and something that would make me feel less uncomfortable. And I did find it in verse 5. For he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And then again, I found it in verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I realize that even when I'm not following Jesus' word, and even when I reject his angels by not helping someone, I know that he will continue to send angels my way and that he will not leave me. We push people away, but Jesus holds us close. So back to my story. That night, we got ready to leave the parking lot. I turned on the car, and Kendall was like, wait, Mom, can we give the man the food that we packed for dinner? And you know, in my head, I'm thinking, no. And I turn to the back seat, and I see the hopeful expression on her face. And I paused, and I thought, well, why can't we? The food is perfectly fine. And so I said, Kendall, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So she helped me pack all the food into one container, and we put it in a bag. And we walked across the parking lot and offered it to the man. And he looked at us, and he said, thank you. And then he said, God bless you. And hearing the words, God bless you, and seeing how a simple act on our part had such a huge impact on him, really humbled me in that moment. I also realized that Kendall was showing me the right way to act, and she became my leader in that moment. In Hebrews, it states, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. That night, Kendall knew the right thing to do, the right way to help this man, and I believe she became my leader, and the word of God came through her. So as we drove home, I kept thinking not only about the gift we had given, but about the gift that I had received from Kendall. By saying yes to Kendall and helping that man, I hoped I became the person that she believed me to be and who I truly wanted to be. I went from being someone who says, I can't, to being someone who says, how can I help? Jesus says, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. When Jesus talks about being exalted, do you wonder what it looks like or what it feels like? As I read that passage, I wondered, but now looking back at that night, I realize I felt exalted when I helped that man. I felt exalted by that act of service, by putting his hunger over my own tiredness and discomfort. Now, my story would wrap up nicely if I could tell you that that night 10 years ago completely changed the way that I helped strangers. And it did, but not as much as I wish it had. I still find myself saying no or having reasons that I cannot help, especially when I feel uncomfortable. But sometimes I find myself thinking, well, why can't I help? Or what can I do instead? I still push people away, but I know that when I push people away, Jesus keeps me close and will continue to send me angels. And some of the ways that I see Jesus sending me angels are through my kids. When my kids see a stranger in need or who may be suffering, their first thought is, we need to help this person. It's never, I can't help this person, or no, I don't want to help this person. And when I see them in those moments, it makes me want to look for more ways that I can help people. Also, I feel like just serving in the ministries here at Faith and working with our outreach programs to help other people, those are all ways that I can say, how can I help? And even the passages that we read today, Hebrews 13 and Luke 14, this is a way that Jesus is holding me close. When Pastor Ben asked if I wanted to give a sermon, I wasn't really sure about that, if I wanted to do that or not. And he offered me a date in June, and then he offered me today's date in August. And without even reading the passages, I knew I wanted today's date because it was the furthest away, and it gave me the most time to convince myself that I could stand up here in front of all of you and talk. And it did take some convincing, let me tell you. And I already shared with you that when I read Hebrews, it made me uncomfortable. But also, as I read it, I realized that I was meant to give the sermon today because it spoke to my heart. I know that I struggle with these things, and there are things that I want to do better. And as I read it, I thought of this story that happened 10 years ago. And I thought, I need to share this story with you because I need to be reminded what Jesus is calling me to do. But I also want to remind you all of what Jesus is calling you to do. We need to show hospitality to strangers, and we need to not put ourselves above others. So now in the beginning of the sermon, I asked you to think about the words, we push people away, but Jesus holds us close. Now I have a couple questions for you to think about as you go on through your week. Are there times that you could have said yes to helping a stranger, but you said no? Why do you think you said no instead of yes? In Hebrews 13, verse 16, it states, do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. So next time you think you can't help a stranger in need, I want to encourage you not to say I can't, but to think about how you can help. Maybe you can't help in the way that was asked, but maybe there's a different way you can help instead. I know I'm not quite living my life exactly how Jesus teaches us, but it's comforting to me to know that Jesus will not give up on me, and he will continue to send angels my way. I just need to be open to the opportunities. Amen.